This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, President Obama announced plans to send 30,000 or more troops to Afghanistan. The U.S. Senate debates health care legislation, and countries around the world prepare for the United Nations Summit on Climate Change. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. And another way of describing the big news of the week. Mm-hmm. Who crashed the car and who crashed the party?
Well, all right. Curmudgeonly as we can be, let's begin with Afghanistan in any case.
Yes.
Okay. President Obama appeared at West Point to send 30,000 or more U.S. troops to Afghanistan by next fall. How would you characterize the speech?
I would characterize it as being a statesmanlike speech trying to deal with two disparate problems. One of the problems is they need to send more troops to Afghanistan. The other problem is that that does not go down very well with a great many liberals in the Democratic Party. And what he's done, in effect, is to say, here we come and there we go, 18 months later, hoping that he managed to get both groups. He may succeed, but not entirely. Mm.
Of course, the concern was raised by a number of people this week in Congress, commentators, that if you put a time stamp on a commitment, it doesn't impress anybody. And it allows the Taliban to say, we'll just hold on to the ropes for 18 months. And for that matter, as some people suggested, it's hard to ask U.S. troops to risk their lives for that kind of exit.
Well, you're right. It's not really a very wise thing to do if you want to get the Taliban and Al-Qaeda out of there. You don't say, just hang around, we'll be leaving in 18 months. It's not a very good idea. But he had a very sticky problem that what would work internationally would not work with public opinion at home, and he tried to straddle that.
And do you take that 18-month deadline seriously?
No, I never take deadlines seriously since they tend to slip when they don't work.
Secretary of State Clinton announced that NATO allies will contribute another 7,000 troops next year. Help us read the tea leaves on that.
Well, that's very symbolically very important. Most of the NATO allies already don't want to get involved in that war or not get involved any more than they have been. And so they said, how about 5,000? That's for 25 countries. How about 5,000? Then, all right, you want 7,000, we'll give you 7,000. It is done very reluctantly. It is meant symbolically to indicate that there is an alliance there, and they live with that.
We should explain, in anticipation of some emails, we understand that British, Canadian, French troops and others have lost lives and have behaved very heroically in Afghanistan.
That's right, but not in sufficient number to satisfy our Pentagon.
Will President Obama get the votes that he wants from Congress?
Yes, I must. Traditionally, Congress cannot say no to an ongoing war. It wouldn't work very politically to say, we're not going to give them money to fight. They tried during the Vietnam War. They tried. It tends not to work. You've got to give them the money to fight the war, even though you may be against the war.
Let's move to economic news. The unemployment rate dropped, much to the surprise of some people and the pleasure of many.
That's right. It went from 10.2% unemployment to 10%, but symbolically also very, 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 very important. It meant that the direction seems to be in the right way, and the administration is quite happy with that and obviously hoping for more.
Debate over health care legislation continued in the Senate this week. Has the debate advanced the progress of the legislation through that chamber? Yes.
Yeah, well, what's happening, yes, for some time, for several days, it was mainly long and very general speeches, which are quite predictable, those for and against. Mm-hmm. Then they went into another mode of working on amendments. And that at least has a sense that this is now getting to be serious. They passed one amendment on which we gave greater access to health care for women, mm-hmm. and they're working on several other amendments they have rejected. But it's a sign of seriousness if they're working on amendments and have finished the general speech making.
Can something be accomplished before the Christmas recess?
It can, theoretically. Whether it will, I would not care to predict.
Next week, the United Nations is hosting its Global Summit on Climate Change. Representatives from the U.S., certainly countries around the world, will be there. What do you expect to come from this meeting?
Well, what I do not expect to come from there is any mandate to cut down on emissions. That would be opposed by countries like China and Russia and India. What I do expect is some kind of a political document in which they say their heart's in the right place, they really want to have all the right things happen, but don't promise anything.
Finally, Well, I think I can ask you this question four words. There's a significant slip of the tongue. Four words. Tiger Woods, Party Crashers.
Well,
not to confuse the two stories. If are they stories?
They're stories because they involve celebrities doing things that people want to know about. A story
Certainly the Party Crasher story is a serious breach of security, right?
No, I don't think so. It's a breach of security, whether or not that's a serious one, it is very, very hard to say. But it has become, all kinds of thoughts of, oh, my God, just imagine if these people who walked in had a bomb or a gun or something. The fact is they go through checking on that anyway, and so that probably wouldn't happen. But I don't know. Very big deal. It's a very, very big deal. It's got a lot of space. It will probably get a lot more space. Congress is going to get into the act. The administration is going to try its best to get out of the act.
And Tiger Woods, an athlete so famous, I know you even know who he is.
Oh, I know. I know who he is. I also know a lot more about him than I ever cared to know.
All right, NPR senior news analyst, can't hide anything from him. Dan Shore, thank you.
My pleasure.